We worship together on Wednesday, February 6, 2024, with the reverent heart before God the Father. Today, scripture reading is Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35. I'd like to read, "For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a certain king who wishes to settle an account with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, there was brought to him one who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and the repayment to be made. The slave, therefore, falling down, prostrated himself before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But the slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, Pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell down and began to entreat him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you. He was unwilling, however, but went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all the debt because you entreat me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you? And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. So shall my heavenly Father also do to you, if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart." This is the word of God. Today's title is The Man Who Owed 10,000 Talents and the Man Who Owed 100 denarii. Today's parable of the man who owed 10,000 talents begins with Peter asking the Lord, How many times must I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? At the times, the rabbis understood God to forgive people 3 times. So they said to forgive up to 3 times, but not the 4th time. But Peter said, Shall we forgive up to 7 times? Which is twice as many times as the religious leader of the day. This seems like an extraordinary amount of human generosity, but it is a number that shows the limit of human forgiveness. And the Lord answered him in the Matthew chapter 18, verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. 70 times 7 does not mean to forgive 490 times. This is to show that God's love and forgiveness surpass human limitations. This is the difference between human forgiveness and God's forgiveness. There are some peoples in this world who suffer from unforgiveness. There are people who know they should forgive but cannot. He may know with his head or heart, but he cannot actually forgive because His heart is filled with anger, hatred, and cursing against his brother. This is the reality of a fallen human heart, which has lost the spirit of God, the image and the likeness of God. So Apostle Paul wrote down about the corrupted humankind of heart in Romans chapter 1, 28 to 32. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. Please open your Bible and we find it and read together. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. Did you find it? Okay, let's read that. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with unrighteousness, all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the audience of God, that those who practice such a thing are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give a hearty approval to those who practice them. When human needs to be forgiven, receive forgiveness. And when we have to forgive, we will have peace of mind and the kingdom of heaven. But what are the reasons for not being truly forgiven? It is because there is no true forgiveness in a sinner's heart. We may say that we forgive through certain ethical or social decisions, but we never truly forgive, because forgiveness is not a human characteristic, but God's characteristic. True forgiveness is a characteristic of God, found only in the born again, who have been restored to the image and likeness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. A person may have a great deal of intellectual knowledge of the Word of God, may give a lot of money to the church, or may serve the church, but a person who really truly believes in God is a true forgiver. God's forgiveness is unconditional and costly, given out of love for us, even to the point of killing his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. You can find out the Psalm chapter 32, verse 1, that the Psalm of David, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." The David confessed himself, "Those who are forgiven for their sins and whose sins are covered are truly blessed." No one can be happy unless the problem of sin is resolved. Those who have been forgiven by God for their sin and fault are those who practice God's forgiving heart in their lives. The Bible tells us that we must be people who forgive our enemies, even those who have ruined all our lives and stolen our happiness. Only then, the Lord said, can we finally become sons of God. Amen. Please write down Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45. And Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 28, and 35 to 36. And let me repeat, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45, and Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 28, and 35 to 36. I let you read Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45. You have heard that it was said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he caused his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. And let me read Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 28. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. I'd like to give you an example. Isn't Joseph a representative example? We well known about the story of the Joseph, his son of Jacob. Even though he was their half-brothers, his brothers were jealous of his father's love for him, tried to kill him, and sold him into slavery. However, Joseph was also human and had many resentments, but he experienced God's presence in his life and realized that his brothers were acting in God's providence. So he forgave them and truly loved them. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. Please find out. Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. I'd like to read. And now do not be grieved or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Amen. Before he, the Joseph, the realize about these things, he maybe he'll be resentment to their, his brothers, but he understood why God sent me, even though he's the sad slavery, but is here right now, is a prime minister in Egypt. But through the famine, he know, God wanted to know, God sent me the people, the family to preserve life. So after that, he realized it. I do not hate them. I have to love them right there. A true Christian is one who has gone through many years of hurt, anger, and hatred before accepting Jesus, but does not blame people or circumstance. Rather, they realize that such times of curse and hatred are God's providence and blessing. Hallelujah. The most important thing for us is for forgiveness, which is God's character, to fill out souls. As long as anger, hatred, and conflict have a place in our heart, God cannot settle in our heart. It is not that I forgive, but that I pray daily that the Father's forgiveness will enable me to forgive. Amen. So that is why the Bible emphasizes in many places that those who have received forgiveness from God should naturally extend it for extend forgiveness. Please write down Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. I'd like to repeat Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. I'd like to read Matthew chapter 6, 14 to 15. For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgression. This is very important. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Amen. Let's look at the Colossians chapter 3, 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. The Bible does not say to forgive in your own strength. That is because we are incapable of true forgiveness in our own strength. It says to forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. Therefore, those who have not received the Lord's forgiveness cannot truly forgive. In today's parable, the Lord first shows us that no matter what sins we commit, we can be forgiven by God, and that forgiveness is unlimited. This is because no human sin is greater than the power of the blood of Jesus on the cross. Amen. And those who have received God's forgiveness must extend it to others. Otherwise, the outcome of the parable is that the unforgiving person is thrown back into prison. This means that our forgiveness can be nullified by God and will be judged. This will be demonstrated in more detail later on. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for remembering us today and for helping us to realize what you want us to do as believers. If we have received the Father's grace and the forgiveness of our sin, let us first realize how great the cost of our sin is and give thanks to God for having forgiven them without cost. Let us have pity on those who have not yet received the Lord and are lost in their sins, and may we love them and forgive them with the forgiveness of the Father, even though they may have fault and allegations against us, as the Father forgives us. Please allow all the saints of love for church to achieve the precious work of the Lord's Prayer, which we recite every day. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, just as he does not throw what is holy to dogs, nor pour before pigs, please grant us the Lord's forgiveness, so that we may not be like the dog and pigs, but qualified to obtain hidden treasures and priceless pearls. In everything we ask you, desire, we pray earnestly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to give you some of the church announcement. First one, may we always do our best to live according to your word, so that we may not be ashamed to be called sons of God. The second, may there be constant prayer and action in the church and in the proclamation of the word. Amen. Let us close the service with the benedictions. Now, by the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, and the great love of God the Father, and the inspiring indwelling of the Holy Spirit, be upon the head of the saints, and upon the church, and upon the homes and the workplace, upon those who pray daily, that they may receive the greatest grace of God and have the forgiveness of the Father and forgive many now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah.